Blog Talk Radio.
There is a place prepared for you, for those chosen of God. There is a realm available to you, and you've been equipped. Your feet are shod. You can rise and you can enter on in. Even now, the glory of the Lord belongs to you, and He'll show you how. There is a realm where the yoke will break, where the things of old will become no more. There is a place for you reserved, a higher place for a higher call. And anyone who's received His grace can enter in and can win the race. There is a place that belongs to you. There is a place of glory. This is true. A supernatural realm. A heavenly sphere. That place is not way up there. No, no. It's here. It's here. So come on and enter in and just wave goodbye to every failure and the stain of sin. Come on in and watch your past instantly diminish. It will not last. Come on in and allow the balm to heal your heart and sing a song. Come on in. Come on into this realm and allow Christ, the Anointed One, to take the helm. Oh, let the wind of God blow in your sail. And surely, surely you will prevail. Oh, don't look on up and say He's beyond the sky. And don't wonder or ask the question why. No, He's not up there that you have to bring Him down. And He's not below. He's not even around. He is within. And He is upon. He is here even now to answer your every need and your every desire to meet the need. So come on in, says the Spirit of the Lord, and drink freely with one accord. And the weight and the burden will fall by the wayside. And the things that used to bind, they'll no longer be able to hide. And you'll say, I went over there to the river, you see. And I gained from the Lord victorious liberty. I went in depressed. I went in depressed. But I went out with joy. I have to share it. I have to tell about God's mighty ploy. How He spoiled the devil, hell and the grave. How victory and blessing to the church He gave. I must tell it. I have to preach. I have to prophesy. I have to teach. There's a place. There's a place that belongs to you. It's a song away. This is true. You say, oh, but Christian, I cannot sing. Just put your lips together and hum. And hum. 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 Hum your way.
It is unjust. Let him be unjust. And he that is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according to his works. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. God bless you and good evening. You have tuned into another episode of Tehillah Worship, and I am so glad that you have joined me on this night, on this 25th day of September, 2016. It's going by fast, and I pray that every moment of it has been blessed for you and yours. This is Pastor Joffrey Hooks. And again, you've tuned into Tehillah Worship, where we're just going to spend some time on this evening. I'm going to set an atmosphere for you where you can pray, meditate, you can read and study the Word, and prepare yourself for the week ahead, for this evening's rest, for the ministry that the Lord God hath given thee and that lieth before thee in these last few months of 2016. And so I just pray that you be encouraged. And I pray that you take the opportunity to spend some time in the presence of Almighty God, the antique men, the ancient of days, the creator of all things, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. I know you know that he has a word for you. I pray that you get that word on the feet. I pray that you get that word of life, bread, that you need the nourishment, the meat, the milk, the water, even the honey that you need. That your body and your life see. And I pray that you enjoy spending time in his presence on this evening. So with that, let's begin with the word of the prayer. Our Father, our kind Savior, I pray, God, that you touch each heart, bless every ministry, cover every household, protect every son, every daughter, every man, every woman. Feed, Lord God, those that are hungry. Give drink to those that are thirsty. May they take of the water of life freely and be satisfied and be fulfilled. And we bless you and we thank you. Now, God, as we enter into our time of meditation, of quietness in your presence, God, that we may find serenity and solitude, we may find joy and peace in the Holy Ghost, righteousness and strength. Thank you, God, for meeting us where we are. Meeting us where we are and taking us where we need to go. And it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Go forth and enjoy the ministry of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you.
But in the last days,
it shall come to pass that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established in the top of the mountains, and it shall be exalted above the hills, and the people shall flow unto it. And many nations shall come and say, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. And he will teach us his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For the law shall go forth of Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. And he shall judge among many people, and rebuke strong nations afar off. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nations shall not lift up a sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. But they shall sit every man under his vine and under his fig tree, and none shall make them afraid. For the mouth of the Lord of hosts hath spoken it. For all people will walk every one in the name of his God, and we will walk in the name of the Lord our God forever and ever.
Thank you.
like to take this time to have a word of prayer, a moment of prayer, and even more so an opportunity for declarations and affirmations. So I invite each and every one of you to just repeat after me, decree these things over your own life. Pray with me in this hour. I pray that you let the Holy Spirit, if he shifts you while I'm praying, then be shifted. If you go into the deeper realm of intercession, go there. Let the Holy Spirit take you. But let us just begin to pray. Father, we start off by just telling you thank you. God, we have joy unspeakable and full of glory. And we know not where it came from, except that it came from you. And so, God, we are grateful. God, we bless you, Heavenly Father. We have been blessed with all manner of spiritual blessings, God, riches from heaven, Heavenly Father. Great and mighty blessings, Lord God. Divine provision in the name of Jesus. Peace and prosperity of God. And we just want to say thank you for it. We thank you, Lord God, for your everlasting mercy, your eternal grace, oh Lord God, your amazing grace in the name of Jesus. We thank you and we bless your Heavenly Father that you, Lord God, meet us where we are, Lord God, and propel us to the realm and to the dimension that we're supposed to go in. Father, we are grateful unto thee, O Holy King, that you are our protector and our provider, Lord God. You are our joy, our strength, our peace, O Heavenly Father. You are our paraclete, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, our comforter, God. We reverence you because you are creator, you are eternal, you are Elohim and El Shaddai. We honor you and glorify you, Almighty God. For we have all power in you, O Lord God. We thank you, God, that when we need a refuge, you are our refuge. When we need a strong tower, your name is our strong tower. God, we bless you, Lord God, that you are our sword, our shield, and our buckler. God, war on our behalf, O God, and make us victorious, O Heavenly Father. Defend us from the accusers of the brethren, O Lord God. Make our name, Heavenly Father, filled with integrity, O Lord God. And God, hallelujah, justify us even in the presence of our enemies. Thank you, Lord God, that we are washed in the blood of the Lamb, O God, cleansed and made pure, holy, and righteousness in you, O Lord God. Thank you, and we bless you, O great Father, that we have all that we need because you have provided it. We honor you, we bless you, and we love you. Father, in this hour, God, we decree over our own lives, God, over our substance, O Heavenly Father, and over the very things that you have given us, O God, to receive, Lord God, the kingdom in the name of Jesus, the kingdom of our dear Father, because it is of your good pleasure, Lord God. It is your pleasure that we possess it, and it is your pleasure, O Heavenly Father, that you give it to us. And so we receive the kingdom, O God. We pray that the kingdom be expressed in everything that we do or say. Let it be in our speech. Let it be in our lifestyle, O Lord God. Let it be expressed in our worship, O God, in our down sitting and in our uprising, God, in our sleep and in our rest, O Heavenly Father. God, make you, O God, deep sleep and breathe kingdom, O God. May it be known unto the earth realm, O God, that we are citizens in this world, but we are not of this world, O Heavenly Father. But we are citizens of a heavenly calling and of a heavenly kingdom. And we thank you, O God. We renounce all perversions, O God, and immorality. We renounce witchcraft and sorcery, hatred and anger, ungodly soul ties in the name of Jesus. We renounce them all, God. We renounce fear. We renounce doubt. We renounce unbelief in the name of Jesus. We renounce pride and arrogance and vanity, O Lord God, in your mighty and in your holy and perfect name. Lord God, let your fire protect us, O God, in Jesus' name, and cover us on every side. God, we pray, O Lord God, in Jesus' name, even as the consuming fire, O Esh Okla, cometh, O God, that all generational curses be broken off of our lives, O God, and off of the lives of our children and our loved ones, O God. The curse of pride, curses of lust, O Lord God, perversion, curses of witchcraft and idolatry and sorcery, Lord God, rebellion, Lord God. God, we break curses of poverty and curses of rejection and resentment We break curses of fear and confusion, curses of addiction and even death, suicide, homicide, matricide, in the name of Jesus, fratricide, oh God. And we renounce it and break them in the name of Jesus. We break off the curse of destruction and death off of our lives, off of our family, Almighty King, and off, oh God, our homes. Oh God, our workplaces, oh God, our vehicles, oh God, we bless you and we thank you, oh Lord God, that in Jesus' name, God, we are safe and protected, oh Lord God, and we are sealed by the blood of the Lamb. We are sealed under the anointing of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. God, we release, Almighty God, hallelujah, the sword of the Lord, the sword of the Spirit against the powers of hell in the name of Jesus, the powers of darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places. We pray, Almighty God, that the sword of the Spirit, which is the rhema word of God, be released even now, oh Lord God, and consume, defeat every enemy of our lives, every enemy of our ministry, every enemy of our family, oh Lord God, every enemy, oh Heavenly Father, of our lives, of our own personal lives. And we thank you and bless you for it in your mighty name. God, we declare and decree that you reign. That you reign, Almighty God. You reign, O Heavenly Father. You are clothed with majesty. You reign, O Lord God. You are clothed with strength, O God. You reign in the name of Jesus. Your throne has been established from the beginning, O Lord God, from eternity past, O God, and it will be established, Lord God, in eternity yet to come, O God. And we bless you, O Lord God. You are from everlasting to everlasting, the Ancient of Days, O God. None before you, O Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, for you existed. You've existed before all others have existed, all things, O God. And we reverence you and we bless you in the name of Jesus. We declare and decree, O God, that we will be established in righteousness, O Lord God, and oppression is far from us, O God. We declare, Lord God, that we are redeemed from the curse of the law, and we are redeemed from poverty. We are redeemed from sickness and redeemed from spiritual death, O God. Thank you. Thank you, Christ Jesus, for purchasing us, for redeeming us in the name of Jesus. We are delivered from the power of darkness and translated into the kingdom of God's dear Son. We are we obtain and secure wealth and riches for our house, O Heavenly Father. We declare that they'll be stored up in our barns and our bread baskets, O God. We declare, Lord God, and secure righteousness. And Lord God, we decree that it shall, that our righteousness in you, God, will endure forever. We declare, Lord God, that we are blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, and that we will decree a thing and it shall be established in our lives. And I pray in the name of Jesus that the people of God will just begin to decree, will begin to decree in the name of Jesus, decree it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God, we will dwell in the secret place of the Most High and abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And we bless you, O King. We thank you, O God, and we love you, O Heavenly Father. Now, God, we again just declare that we thank you. We honor you. We exalt you and we glorify you, O God. Hallelujah. Let every blessing come to us, O God, in the name of Jesus. And may every enemy scatter and flee, O God, as we embrace you, as we submit unto you, O God, as we obtain a thing and secure it in the Holy Ghost, and we praise you and we honor you. We lift your name, O high. We lift your name on high. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you.
My God. Well, praise God, praise God, praise God. We have come to the end of another episode of Tehillah Worship. And as always, it has been my pleasure to be your music and ministry servant on this evening. And I pray that you enjoyed yourself. And I pray that you enjoy yourself every time you join me on this program every Sunday evening. And I pray that you'll enjoy it or will join me again next week. And that you'll tell somebody and spread the word. Put it on your social media feed and just encourage somebody to listen to it. You can copy the link and just paste it on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and all of that. Help me in doing that as well. We want everybody to engage and enjoy Tehillah Worship. So with that said, I pray God's blessings be upon you. I pray that you be strengthened throughout this week. I pray that Holy Spirit, that you let the Holy Spirit lead you and guide you, not just go with you and fix what you messed up, but I pray that you let him lead you so that the outcome is perfect in God's sight, and it is exactly what he wills to be done for you in this season. God bless you. I pray that you enjoy the ministry of the Holy Spirit on this evening, and I pray that you be the manifestation of the ministry of the Holy Spirit in somebody else's life this week. Thank you for being with me on this evening. Take care and God bless.